Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just chilling on the junkies. Yeah, it's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, ha 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 ha.
Welcome to Bit Season. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
I'm Matt Valdez.
And this is episode 29 for all you listeners out there.
But 30 for Drab and myself. There was a big discussion pre-show during our pre-show production meeting about what we should call it.
Yes, we apologize. Look, Valdez and I, we know the importance of having consistency when you're doing a podcast and putting it out at the same time where listeners can expect it. And we've let you down a few times recently, but I promise you, moving forward, we're going to fix this.
We have we've had some issues that I feel like we've gone back and tried to fix. You know what? It's great. It's great to be yelled at. You want to know why?
Why?
Because that means people care.
And you know what? Turnabout is fair play because we yell at the junkies for their performance all the time.
That's very true. That's right. A great point.
So it's on
us. Point that you made.
It's on us. We screwed. It's on Ryan Clary, our new producer. He screwed the whole thing
who
up.
Who also is not here.
He's not here. Who knows what's going on with Clary? He's got a lot of things going on here at the radio station. But last week's show, Valdez and I stand by. It was the best bit season yet.
It was. It was a great
episode. Had a lot of fun.
We were high-fiving at the end. Sometimes you just have that feeling when you know that you've captured magic. When you put it in that bottle and you put the cork on top, that's what it felt like after our episode 29.
I know for two people, it was a Hall of Fame episode, and we were super hyped. And then we went to save it, and the whole thing crashed, and the computer had smoke coming out of it, basically.
Yeah.
And we lost the entire file.
Yeah. Since then, we've changed recording locations. We've also doubled up on recording. So hopefully that takes care of itself. And what was so great about that episode, Drab,
yeah,
is that we unveiled a nugget that was saved for Bit Season that ended up on the Junkies. We kind of reused it for the Junks, but we had our own content, and it was a natural reaction. And this is your neighborhood fight in Stone Ridge or Stone Bridge?
Stone Ridge. In Stone Ridge,
Stone Ridge.
Also known as Aldi. I live close to the glory days out there, if any of you guys know where that's at. I talk about the glory days all the time. And, I have forgotten about it. This happened like 2 weeks ago, and I'm not ashamed of it. I guess it was a huge deal in my life. So I don't know why I just didn't tell
Maybe
you guys on the
you
air.
Had time off.
That's also what it was. I had time off.
My parents were in town.
You
kind of forget it.
I forgot
back
it.
Of your head.
And so,
then for whatever reason, you just brought it up on the Bit Season show.
So in the middle of last week's show, I remembered it. And
oh, it's because you're talking about your dumpster diving for gaming chairs in your community.
That's right. Yes.
And then
I remembered, outside what's going on in my community. And I remembered the big fight that I had. Yeah. And we had an opportunity this week on the show when we are talking about our neighbors and Jason's relationship with his neighbors.
He's doing driveway happy hours, which is I don't understand where
that
that's
sounds
coming
miserable.
From.
That sounds miserable. But Valdez brought it up and said, "Oh, Junks, by the way, do you guys know, by the way, that Drab got into a huge fight with his neighbor?" And yes. We had about 5 minutes or so there to kind of rush through the story.
Yeah.
And I hope you guys enjoyed it.
But there was a lot to untangle from
you know
from
what
that.
My biggest takeaway from it was? A lot of times I forget that people are listening to the show.
And that happens a lot.
And I think that's a great thing because we're just being ourselves and we're just trying to make each other laugh and mm-hmm. just be as natural as possible.
Right.
But I forget, not that people are listening, but that people I know are listening.
Yes.
As soon as that segment ended, I looked down at my phone, and literally every person I know from the neighborhood is texting me, oh, my God, who was it? Who did you get in a fight with? What dog was it?
All right. With your neighborhood.
Yeah.
All right. Number one, do you guys get a community newsletter or something like that? Or is this everything on Facebook?
If the Facebook thing is huge. We got one for our entire town, and then we have one just for the members of our community.
Okay.
Or, you know, our development.
Are the people did the people who text you know, like, you're a big famous silly in your community?
Yeah.
Did they start listening before or after you moved in?
I think most of them have always known who the junkies were, and people always get a kick out of it when they find out that, like,
oh, that's Drab.
That's Drab from the
that's
junkies. Drab. So you know the same thing.
Yes, yeah. Of course, people, I do. I'm trying to have our listeners experience what it's like to be famous.
I told Valdez last week on the show, I don't think I said this on the junkies, the only thing I have on this guy is fame. Because he's better looking than me, he's younger than me, he's more swole than me.
And this is the guy that you got into your verbal altercation with. All right, now I need to know, is the Facebook page hopping?
Not yet. And I'm thankful of that because that's the last thing I want is everyone in my community talking about it.
Yes, for you to be the scuttlebutt of the community.
You know, what I did realize, though, telling you guys that story on the air is how bad I sounded. When I was going through the story last week, we were laughing and we were all piling on top of that guy. And then I realized how white trash I sounded.
Well, I kept calling you white trash.
I didn't really think about it.
Over and over.
I know,
over.
But I didn't really think about it.
You're born on the other side of the train tracks.
And then just how terrible of a dog owner my family is. Like, I put the entire blame on him. But then I started realizing, like, texts that were coming in on the text machine about how the whole thing was my fault, and that would be a
how was it your fault? Your dog? Oh, for running up to other
because my dog got off the leash and this guy was like, there's no chance the other guy would be disciplined. Your dog invaded his personal space.
You think we're all just Team Drab because you're on our team?
I'm in the room. Yeah, I don't know, but I'll. There is no update, which was weird. EB said it today, like, and it kind of ricked me. Drab's a scared.
Drab's avoiding.
Hey, if this guy's listening by chance, I'm not avoiding you.
Why don't you say 10:15 Half Street? Come find me. Come fight me.
Like the town.
Yeah. I live on Bunker Hill Road.
You know, I said that to someone else one time too.
What?
Like. 5 years ago when I got into a fight with another neighbor. I used that line. I don't even remember the fight. I just remember screaming at the guy.
Yeah.
And I remember saying, my address is 3625 Greenway. Come find me anytime.
Well, hold on. I didn't know you got into another fight.
Well, I just...
Was this dog related
as
well?
I think it was.
Man.
Yeah.
A lot of dog fights.
These two guys who lived next to us, a couple that had an issue with Oakley taking a crap on their yard.
Oh, well, sometimes you can't stop that.
Well, yeah, and we cleaned it up.
Yeah, but the guy
was like obsessed with his yard. Oh. And so one day he started yelling at Sarah for bringing Oakley on his yard. And then I went out there and confronted the guy. And I pointed at my house and I said, 3625, come find me anytime.
Hey, aren't you impressed that I remembered it was Bunker Hill Lane or Bunker Hill?
Right. I think it's Beacon Hill.
Oh, I thought it was Bunker Hill.
It might be Bunker. I don't know. It's been a while since I've seen it. Something
I just
like
figured
that.
Bunker Hill, Boston. That's right. That's why it was that.
I'm not avoiding the guy. I just haven't seen him. I saw him walking the dog one time, but that was from my own living room. I looked out the window and saw him.
A couple things. Number one, you said in the shower, you're already pre-planning Jones.
Doesn't everyone do that?
Everyone definitely does that.
Not Jones, but
you're going through the confrontation in your head. You've
got to be prepared.
You're doing a play-by-play. You want to be one move ahead of the Swole Boy.
Which I'm actually thinking now that we've talked about this on the show, mm-hmm. that's a bad idea. I lit this guy up when it was sprung on me, right? Uh-huh. Just like
when
Rom's
you're freestyling.
Just like Rom's college,
you're like,
right?
You're like Bunny Rabbit.
Right, right. I just need to be in the moment. I can't overthink this thing. Uh-huh. I'm going to be stumbling over, using lines, can lines. That's, those
you're like,
never go.
Damn away. It, I forgot to deliver that.
Yeah, yeah. It's like Seinfeld, the jerk store, right? Yeah. I just need to be in the moment and feed off his energy.
All right. Because, you know, you might go to an extreme. You might have... an extreme Joan or an extreme Zing.
So
ready
I didn't
go.
Yeah, and, I didn't tell this on the junkies. The whole neighborhood, like multiple neighbors, saw the fight. Like people were opening the blinds.
Oh, of course.
And then that night,
heads poking out the window.
That night at Harris Teeter, I saw one of my other neighbors, Kenny, and he and he knew about the fight.
Of course, because everyone's gossiping in your neighborhood.
Yeah, everyone on my street, my little street, saw the fight. So.
Hey. I wish the cops were called so bad for domestic disturbance.
I would, you know what? I would be psyched if the cops were called.
Oh, because junks are friends with the police.
Yeah, we're police friendly on this show.
Especially Loudoun County.
I'll say, you know Kevin Davis.
The Chief Manger.
Yeah, yeah.
Call Chief Manger.
Let me get my guys on.
Hey, you know what you should do is when they call the police, okay, mm-hmm. and then you say, hold on, just one second. I'm going to go inside and make sure my dog is settled. Then you come back out and you wear that PGPD sweatshirt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. About these days, we have like police workout gear.
Yeah, we have so many police shirts.
I'm surprised JP doesn't wear those on the show.
Yeah, yeah. You say, what department are you from? And you start layering t-shirts off.
You know what? I need to start making friends with Loudoun County police officers.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, we're not taking advantage of that. I think Kevin Davis is the Fairfax chief.
I remember being a young kid, and there was one neighbor of mine that would always have the cops called on them because their kids and parents would fight sometimes. And I started thinking about you and all the screaming going on and all the carrying on, hooting, hollering. This guy and a wife beater walking around with a pit bull.
I'm trying to remember the last time I talked to a police officer over an incident. Probably my DUI. Which was 15 years ago this week.
Oh,
it was a nice anniversary.
Yeah, I was going to say, we should plan an anniversary party.
Technically, a reckless driving.
Yeah.
Thanks to my outstanding lawyer.
We should have a funeral because your DUI was the death of Fun Drab.
Was the death of Fun Drab. I barely, you know, I have like 10 beers a year now.
Yeah. So yeah. We should have a funeral.
And I had to move next to the bar so I could walk home in case I ever do
yeah,
have a drink.
Glory days. Yeah, I can walk home. Hey, well, real quick with the pet incident.
Yeah.
Were you a little, and I know you wanted to like dig your feet into the ground and take a stand, yeah. but when Jason started going, dogs can't tell who if your wife's pregnant.
You know what? Thank you for bringing that up. I didn't want to get lost in that at the time because it wasn't important. I saw the clock. We only had like 5 minutes.
I could tell you wanted to battle back, and I wanted to as well.
It was a dumb comment.
And
of course dogs can tell. And you know how many people texted in and were on Twitter saying, of course dogs can tell their owners are pregnant.
Exactly.
They totally change their mood around the owners, and they get much more defensive.
Yes. The same thing when a baby's born.
Yes, they can tell. I don't know why Jason didn't know that.
I don't know. Maybe his dog's stupid.
Well, he did. Jason, I don't think. I mean, he got Luca long after he had children. Well, so I don't know. I don't think Jason had dogs growing up or around other pregnant women. So maybe he just doesn't know. But they definitely changed their mood.
100%.
Yeah.
Hundo P.
Yeah, that did actually tilt me. But you're right. I had other stuff to get to, so I didn't want to get lost in our
we were going to lose the best part of the story.
Yeah.
But I wanted to argue that too. I'm team yes dog. Of course dogs know.
But here's what's interesting. This guy literally try to imagine this. For many of these other I live in a condo that it's townhouse style, right?
Yeah, so I know exactly what you mean.
This guy lives 30 feet from me. He's moved in.
You like share walls almost.
We basically almost share a wall. I'm going to have to see this guy. I cannot avoid him. We both have dogs. Mm-hmm. We are going to bump into each other within the next probably few days to few weeks.
Oh, of course.
And we're going to be walking by each other, and I have to say something.
All right.
And he has to say something. What am I? Do I even give him a head nod? Or do I say, hey, what's up?
No, you stare.
Or do I stare? Do I try to intimidate him more?
You stare. Okay.
Isn't it silly?
It is silly.
It is silly.
You're both are big dummies. Because what you guys got into the heat of the moment. You got into a deeg measuring contest. All right.
We did.
And you did.
But that's what happened. But you know this. You know this. This is what happens when you have a dog. Any dog owner is. It becomes. This is why I don't go to dog parks anymore.
Oh, because dog park people are even worse than what you have.
Dog parks. If you go have a dog, you will see owners fight each other. When I say fight, I mean argue with each other.
Uh-huh.
Almost every time you go.
Yeah.
Because dogs start barking at each other or snipping at each other. One owner says to the other guy, hey, get control of your dog.
Yeah.
And it's just, if someone says that to you, it sets you off. It's like saying you have discipline your kids.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's just, you just going to piss you off.
Your kids are crazy.
You already know your dog's misbehaving. Let me grab them. Let me try to address this.
Exactly. But here's the problem is that in your big hullabaloo that you guys had, you didn't realize that you have to coexist with this person.
I'd never seen him before. I've lived there 5 years. This guy popped out on a balcony and started screaming that he was going to call animal control if my dog got off the leash one more time. I'd never seen this guy before.
I think the move is you have to wait for him to get say the first word. You can't say the first word.
The balls on this guy, okay?
The shrunken, steroid, shriveled up balls on this guy.
On this guy to walk outside and to move into my neighborhood that week or within the last few days, see a new neighbor.
Oh, yeah.
And start a confrontation with him.
See, we didn't get a chance to explain this, is that this guy is the father of.
He's the baby daddy.
Yeah.
Who I think impregnated his girlfriend. I don't know. It's not his wife, or he would have lived there.
And then he's moving in with his wife
to become a family.
And yes, and mother-in-law, or
and the mother-in-law lives there too.
Lives there too.
Okay, so he's moved, and the week he moves in,
he's picking fights.
He's bullying other people around.
See, this is why you have everybody on your side in the community is that he's the fresh meat. All right. You know who you're like. You're like Don Chichi in Godfather 2, walking around the town. All right, handling quarrels, handling problems going on, trying to figure out who's taking care of this.
But you know what he's thinking?
You're like Don Chichi.
You know what he's thinking? He's thinking he's Reacher, okay? And he looks like Reacher, okay?
Alan Richardson.
Yeah, okay? And he just gets to prison, and he's got to prove himself. He's the new fish there.
Right.
And he's got to beat people up, and he's got to let people know. He's got to flex nuts to know that
Stone Ridge is, what's it, Marnesboro, or whatever the city's called. What's the city called in Georgia
something? I can't remember.
Right, he just walked into the city with his big deltoids.
Yeah, and he's got to let the
How's it make you feel, though, is that the steroid military pressing, squatting juice head saw you and said, that's the weakling I got to go pick on to show everyone I'm boss.
I know, but I'm the mob boss. I'm the mob boss.
Exactly.
Right? I'm not the muscle.
Yeah.
I told you. I'm the mayor of Stone Ridge. He picked on the wrong guy. Yeah. Now I can have my underlings go attack him and put a knife in his tires or something like that.
You know, throw eggs at his car.
Right.
But that's exactly what you're the godfather.
I'm the godfather. I really am.
Okay.
I got muscle to handle my problems if it gets to that.
You know how like they had like the olive oil business, and you had the, and then they had Satrioli's or the Bada Bing, in Sopranos.
Yeah,
I like to think of you sitting out there with your underlings having espressos in front of Glory Days, thinking about what kind of revenge you're going to get on that meathead who crossed you.
No, I would prefer not to get into any more arguments with him.
You know what you should do? You should go to the Harris Teeter and get a frozen fish and leave it on his doorstep.
All right. I think he will apologize when he sees me. Because he told the neighbor that I saw that night at Harris Teeter that he handled that inappropriately.
Well, that's just lip service. because he's, you got to think about it. He's out there. It's like a vote. Okay. Mm. It's like an election.
Yeah.
He's going out there shaking hands and kissing babies and giving everybody lip service and what they want to hear so that they choose his side.
Yeah, maybe you're
okay.
Right. Maybe I'm falling into his trap here.
You are, because you're the one not remorseful. You're the one who's unhuman. He's the one who can admit mistakes. He's the one who can play good cop. You're the guy, you're the a-hole running around yelling at people and then all of a sudden causing a ruckus.
Right.
That's what he's trying to paint you as.
Do you know what, like?
Do you know how many times I've apologized to people that I don't care about?
Of course.
Just because I want to save face.
You know what gets me off though a little bit, Valdez, is that this guy could definitely beat me up, but my dog could pummel his dog. Oh, you know, it's like when you get into a road rage incident with someone and they're driving like a little Honda Civic or something.
Yeah, yeah. They got a cakes car.
Yeah, and you're like, you're in a flight Ford F-250 or something.
Yeah, you got a gas guzzler, Humvee.
And you just know that like you could run that guy off the road if you wanted to. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's what it felt like.
I know you said that you practice your words and Jones and Zings and everything.
Yeah.
Have you thought about a physical altercation? Like what would transpire if that were to happen?
I would engage. I would have to engage.
Okay.
Like if he come up and shoves me, if he come up and shoves me,
he's gonna say, he comes out and he goes, "Hey, come here." And all of a sudden he starts walking briskly at you.
You know what I would actually, I would record it and I would say, let me get you on camera and you agreeing to us fighting each other. Because I don't want to be arrested. And I think if two adult males agree to a fight each other, I think like you don't have to get arrested. All right, that's my dumb brain thinking this. All right, someone probably knows better than me. Right?
Uh-huh.
But it seems like if you want to get into a fight,
This is why we need to know Loudoun Police.
Yeah. Someone break down the law to me. But I think if two guys want to fight each other, then they can consent to fight each other. All right, so I need to get his consent that we fight. Because I don't want to hit him, and then he calls the police and I get charged with battery or something.
All right, that's kind of a pussy move.
I think it's baller. I think it's a baller move. Hey, let me get you on video saying that you agree to fight me. So when I beat your ass, you can't call the police.
He walks up to you, goes, hey, come here.
Right.
Hey, what's this? You're telling everybody in the area that I'm some sort of ass.
I'm a meathead roid rager.
I'm some roid raging meathead who can't control my dog who's in the wrong. You're talking about me on air on TV.
Yeah.
How are you going to do that? And all of a sudden, he pushes your shoulder.
What I'll say? I'm going to say, hang on one second.
Okay.
Let me go get Oakley. I ain't leaving the house without Oakley on my side. I thought he won't attack me with my Rottweiler on my heel.
Hey, you know what? All he takes is one punch, right? One punch.
Oh, you think of me hitting him and me ending it? That's what you did. All right. Now I do know how to punch. I'm not bragging. I'm not a great fighter, but I've trained. I've been in a cage fight. I took Muay Thai for 2 years.
You just got to punch first.
Yeah.
It's not about him being bigger than you or him maybe being able to beat you up. It's all you got to do is land the one punch first, land it.
Yeah.
And then it's over.
Yeah. It's probably not over. I'm guessing it's probably not over. We'll see. That was a fun segment on the Junkies. I'm glad I got a chance to tell you guys about it. But I will definitely keep the audience updated either on the show or the Junks about what happens next.
You have a track record of defending Sarah's honor.
I do. I'm a good husband. I'm a good guy. I think any lady out there would be lucky to have a guy like me. I'm not going to cower in fear.
Hey, do you think the two female listeners that we have on the Junks, they heard that and they said, you know what? I wish my husband or my boyfriend was as attentive as Drab.
Of course. I'm the Will Smith of Virginia. I stand up for my lady. And embarrassing as it is.
I don't know if you want to call yourself that. Not only will I stand up for your honor.
I'll ruin my life for you.
You can run a train on my wife afterwards.
Yeah, you're right. That's a bad comparison.
Yeah. Now,
But I did think, I mean, women got steamed up for Will Smith, right? And they were, and they all said, you saw it online.
I want
my man to stand up for me like Will Smith
exactly.
did. Yeah, and that's what I did. And I did get victory buns. Yeah. I'm telling you, my wife was so sized.
Is that the only reason why you do it is for victory buns? You should start take your friends that are in your community.
Yeah.
Right? All your underlings.
Okay.
The godfather of Stone Ridge.
Right.
All right. Then you should say, all right, next time you see my wife walking around the community, I want you to run up and snatch her purse. Then all of a sudden you come out of nowhere. then all of a sudden you come out of nowhere and you spear him like you're Goldberg. Okay? And you punch
give him a couple licks.
Yeah, give him a couple licks in the body and he just runs off. And then you bring your purse back to Sarah. Yeah. And then you say, don't worry, your hubby's here to take care of you. Boom. Instant buns.
Anytime I need buns, I just got to have an altercation. Hey.
You're like, my brain's always working.
Valdez, do you ever, I know you told the story, when's the last time you got into like a heated argument with somebody?
A heated argument?
Do you ever get into road rage or anything like that?
Oh, I do it all the time. Not all the time.
I do. I'll be honest, I get sized to yell at people.
I love yelling at people.
I never started either.
I rarely have people start stuff.
Right. That's not in my nature.
It's a size thing, I feel
right.
like.
Oh, so you say if they size me up.
I actually think about this all the time.
Okay.
In this area,
mm-hmm.
you know, it can be a little dangerous sometimes. I think about how I've never been mugged in this area walking the two blocks to our work.
I definitely don't want to be in a situation like that.
I don't want to, but I think that sometimes my muscles have saved me. where I could have been a target. I could have been a target.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden they see my traps and they back off.
You know what? I bet you're right. You hear us talking about it is a dicey situation sometimes because it's basically
and you're walking,
the middle of the night.
You're walking at 4 in the morning
in the middle of DC.
Yeah.
And you see shady people all the time down here. And or it's also the homeless. These guys spring up on you a lot of times and they come up and
you just get cornered.
You get
out of nowhere.
Cornered like out of nowhere. So sometimes I do.
You always
can
have
I tell
your
you what
eyes
I do?
Peeled. I always survey the situation.
I'll tell you.
I guarantee you today there was some dude standing outside of Homewood when you pulled up, weren't there?
Yes, today. There was. Yes.
All right. I didn't think twice. I walked 2 feet from him.
You know what? You know what?
I bet you. I know what you did.
What?
You went on the other side of the street and walked.
I always walk on the other side of the street because there's a construction barrier that if I get attacked, that I have a little bit of a buffer between us. I also make sure my shoes are tied before I get out of my car every day.
I walk 2 feet past this guy, just begging him to say something.
Well, he could stab you.
What?
He could stab you.
Oh, no. I'm like Reacher.
Okay.
All right, our second Reacher reference of the day. You know what I do now? Hmm. My move?
Yeah.
My move is, so you know I drink my water out of my Yeti.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's very.
Is that a weapon?
Very refreshing. I want you to feel how hard it is.
I've picked this up before. It's like a brick.
It's a brick. And if I ever had some dude mess with me, I'm going to take that brick and shove it down that guy's face.
Smash him over the skull with it?
Oh, over the skull. He's going to be talking like Bruce the Hogger afterwards.
Do we sound like just...
Yes, we do.
Complete pussies talking about being scared of the neighborhood down here?
Oh, I mean, I'm alert.
Alert, okay.
All right. That's how I like to describe it, alert.
Well, one guy who's...
My awareness is at 100 right. Madden level.
All right. Listen to this transition, Valdez. One guy who's lived in D.C. all his life is Danny Ruye.
Oh, yeah.
He knows the lay of the land. And Danny was the star of Wednesday's Junkie Show. And I've been wanting to talk to Valdez about this, recapping Danny the intern.
Oh, and
his performance and his day here on the Junkies.
I was upset.
You were upset.
I was upset.
Was it because it was Danny the host?
No, because my clubs didn't get cleaned.
Oh, you did! I forgot. Valdez literally brought in his like
entire golf club set,
30-pound golf clubs, into the second floor here for Danny to clean, and we never got to it.
I thought it would be a funny visual.
It would have been a funny visual.
We just we never got to it. And I left dirt on them on purpose just for Danny to scrub out. And I didn't get a chance to have them cleaned. And I thought the junks were way too light on Danny.
And that was the first thing that was said on our text exchange when we told the guys, hey, reminder, Danny's coming in to be our intern tomorrow. I said, Valdez and I have been talking about it, but you guys should think of a couple ideas if you want him to do. And the first thing that Lurch said was, I'm not comfortable asking him to do anything crazy.
That is... What happened?
That was disappointing.
What happened? The junks used to be so edgy. They used to have some bite to them. They don't realize that Danny adores them. Danny would clean their underwear if he was asked.
And he seemed pretty game. What I think the other shows put Danny through the ringer more than the junkies did. I mean, the only thing we made him go get us food. I mean, big deal.
Yeah, getting food's nothing. Danny wanted food. He was hungry.
Valdez wanted Danny to bob for sausages like we made Paulina do 5 years ago.
You know what I wanted him to do?
What?
This is what I wanted him to do. Is that I knew Eric. I don't know what it is, but he's getting waves lately.
You mean like waves to like crap his pants?
Yes.
Okay.
I wanted Danny to run in there with a trash can. Okay.
All right.
Plop it down under Eric and catch his wave for him and then clean him up afterwards.
I think right, you're disgusting.
That would have
you
been know, something. No, that's something Opie and Anthony would do.
Valdez is living in 2003.
I am.
And that's the glory days of when he would listen to radio in like his freshman year of high school and get all sized for the junks.
But what happened to the Loogie Cup? I thought we were going to do that.
We should, in hindsight, we should have. Danny was busy hosting.
That's what I didn't like about it. And I knew that Danny's internship would devolve into how much less work can I do while Danny's here.
Now, I will say this. I thought it was a good idea by JP to come up with the schedule.
Yeah, yes.
I thought that played well. And it was a good idea from him because he remembered that
Danny and the guys were into it. Yeah, we're kind of into it. And hosting along with it.
Now, I'll be honest with you. Even Drab, who enjoys comic book movies and some of the nerdier
stuff. Team Marvel.
Even Danny's entertainment page was a little much for me.
I looked over
and if
at
it was
you,
too much for me, I know you at one point. Before you said, guys were dying.
I said, Danny's talking Chinese.
All right. I went to mind, like, if Danny did one story or
like
two
this,
stories
yeah, this Marvel
on Marvel
movie
he did
trailer.
The entire entertainment page on Marvel news or Star Wars news when he did like the Doctor Strange and he was explaining the multiverse thing and then he Lurch goes I'm falling asleep over here.
I was feeling the same.
I was imagining our listeners were probably feeling most the same too.
But I do feel like there is an element of people who do like that stuff.
There were tweets. There were plenty of tweets. Tailgate Ted said he favorite EP in years.
I understand that their entertainment news is underrepresented in any Eric entertainment page. But I can't. Here's the thing: I can't crowbar those types of stories into Eric's EP because Eric is not prepared to talk about it. And if Eric doesn't,
but
know
he's not.
Anything
but Eric's not prepared to talk about anything.
Okay, that's a very valid counterpoint.
Okay. He literally didn't know today that Ovechkin scored his 50th goal. I was stunned. I was stunned at 5:59 this morning when EB said that.
You weren't that stunned, were you?
I was pretty stunned because I was thinking, what has EB done since the moment he's woke up to 5:59 in the morning?
I think about that too a lot.
Because when I woke up this morning, and the game was like ended at like 1 a.m., the first thing I do is I pick up my phone and I open Twitter.
Yeah, you check what people are talking about.
I see what people are talking about. And I saw Ovechkin, not only, he was trending nationally. All right, I read all the comments. Of course, you got to be prepared. I was wondering what EB did for the hour and a half that he was up before the show.
I think about EB's day a lot.
And then I think about, yeah, I know. We spend too much time thinking about these guys. So it's EB and the entertainment page. If EB brings up HBO Max one more time, I'm going to lose my mind. And I know I said something about it on the show, but what is wrong with him, Valdez?
Why does he
bring this, the confusion of this?
Do you know what he's trying to be funny? I don't. That's a very good question, because if he's trying to be funny,
like it's a bit for him, like where he's going. Hey, what's HBO Go again?
I don't think he's savvy, but I don't. I think he's being genuine when he asks that. Do you know what he reminds me of?
What
reminds me of my dad?
My dad
makes me go over to his house and like hook up electronics for him, and figure out electronics for him. When I had to show my dad like what YouTube TV was, he lost his mind.
That's what I
equate Eric to, is that my dad would all call me for passwords and all the time.
But if your dad couldn't tell, like you did all that, and then he couldn't tell you the difference between like regular YouTube and YouTube TV, and he kept asking you time and time again, you'd be like, "What's wrong with you, Dad? I've told you the difference. We've gone over this."
I know, and I do that. I do that a lot.
I know. Well, I've said this before. I think he has holes in his brain. He's got like memory lapse where he can't remember things we've discussed.
But
many
he can
times.
Remember some obscure actor.
That was stunning. What was the movie again? It was some Johnny Depp movie.
It was some Johnny Depp.
Oh, Match Point.
Yeah. Match Point, and then Lost in Translation.
Yeah.
I don't know how he can remember a year from a movie from 20 years ago.
Well, most of them, he hasn't seen anything. It was just some random movie that
Which
remembered.
Is even more random.
Yeah, I've enjoyed the Johnny Depp talk on the show this week.
And so have I.
And I actually like that Lurch is into it.
I love. Yeah. I don't,
because Lurch is the sports guy on the show, and he doesn't discuss a lot of stuff that's not either directly in his life or sports related.
I like that every 7 o'clock we're given a breakdown and we're playing audio and everything.
It's 7 o'clock. Oh no, we have Kevin tomorrow morning. 6:40 tomorrow morning we'll have the Johnny Depp cross examination.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of when the like the Mel Gibson tapes would come out. Ooh. Because
every day there was more stuff that was leaking,
uh-huh. or there's a new story or a new twist or a new angle. And I think that's why we like it so much. It's because it reminds us of old school radio like that, where all of a sudden Radar Online at 9 o'clock would drop the new unedited Mel Gibson rant of the day. And then everyone would be rushing to download it and play it before the show's over at 10. It's kind of like that, where all of a sudden you got that new batch of audio to play that makes you laugh, and the guy's just so butt famous, and the fact that it's 15 miles away,
we drive by it every day on the way home.
Yeah. I like thinking about Johnny Depp hanging out in Old Town Fairfax.
You think he's going to O'Brien's to GMU?
Yeah,
and getting a cheeseburger.
I like thinking about Johnny Depp. And then all of a sudden, go into like Fair Lakes Mall because he needs a new T-shirt for his court appearance.
I actually have wondered what Johnny Depp now thinks of Northern Virginia and the D.C. area. Do you think he's going, this place is kind of silly. I could live here.
Except the traffic stinks.
Well, I'm guessing Johnny Depp is.
Do you know where, is he staying in Fairfax? Or is he staying?
No, someone called today. This will be a bit season exclusive.
Ooh.
Someone called today and said that he was an employee of this place. That Johnny Depp is staying at the Ritz in Tyson's Corner.
Ooh.
But like nobody's seeing him because he's being treated like the president, basically. A VIP. So he's taking the service elevators and sneaking him in through the garage and all that kind of stuff.
So if the Junks went to Star F like they did for the golf tournament, they would hang out at the Palm and see if they see Johnny Depp.
Now, he might be eating at the Palm. I could see that.
I bet you he has it delivered up to his.
What, you think he's just staying in his room the whole time? In his penthouse? I'm guessing he's in the penthouse or something.
I don't know. My guess is you would go stir crazy.
What's your favorite? Johnny Depp is so silly. Johnny Depp movie?
I love Edward Scissorhand.
It was too weird for me. I think he
makes a great pirate.
I mean, the pirate movies are so silly. And that's because it was, like, believable. Like, Johnny Depp seems like a pirate.
He does.
In his real everyday life.
Yeah, he's that weird that he seems like a pirate.
I always enjoy the Demon Barber Fleet Street you sleep on. Everyone sleeps on that. It's a musical. Okay. It's a murder musical.
Hold on. Didn't you, in Sweeney Todd?
Yeah. That's who he.
That's the name of the character.
That's the name of the character. Okay. Yeah. It might be. Oh, it's called Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber Fleet Street. Okay. That's what it's called.
But you know what I don't like? I don't like the junks basically naming two movies that Johnny Depp's in. Where they go, oh, Donnie Brasco.
Yeah, that was tilted. That was tilted.
Like that's the only thing he's known for.
Donnie Brasco, which is fine. It might be a top 15 movie of his.
Donnie Brasco is a nubs mob movie.
Because he's played like iconic characters. Willy Wonka.
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
What's the window one?
That's a
Rear Window or something.
It was like Rear Window.
I think it was Rear Window. Lone Ranger.
Do you know what we should do?
You sleep on Lone Ranger.
I do. Do you know what we should do?
Huh?
We should hang out at the courthouse and dress up as pirates. And wait for Johnny Depp to come out.
But I saw. I think he's getting the backdoor treatment.
Secret window.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, secret window. Yeah. No, Johnny Depp is getting. He's not pulling up to the curb like you. You and I have to when we get a speeding ticket. Okay. He's getting ushered in the back door.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow.
I don't think I ever saw Sleepy Hollow.
Oh, it's great. Ichabod Crane. Oh. Chocolat.
You sleep on Blow.
I do sleep on that. What's the George? Isn't that doesn't he play Boston George in that or something?
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah. It's been a while since I've seen it, but.
Oh, what's Eating Gilbert Grape?
That's a Leo DiCaprio movie. Of course I love that one.
Yeah. You get backdoor treatment for that.
All right.
All right, sorry.
I'm enjoying the Johnny Depp play-by-play on the show. And I also like that the whole country seems fixated on the trial that's going on right down the street, even though I don't really even know what the purpose of the trial is, like, or what the outcome of it's going to be. They're just suing each other.
That means
nothing in the big scheme of things.
Yeah. And we're only lucky to have it here because it's where like the Washington Post is based.
Their servers, I guess, are based in Fairfax County. So, yeah. You know what my tilt of the week is?
Tell me.
And I'm going to say it, vicariously through you because I don't know if you have the guts to say this,
okay.
But I know it bothers you. Every time Logan Thomas is mentioned on the show, it's prefaced with Valdez's friend Logan Thomas.
I've noticed that too.
Why is that always being said on the show?
I don't know.
Why can't it just be Commander's Titan Logan Thomas?
I don't know. That's a very good question.
No,
I think it's because the junks find it funny that him and I.
But isn't that kind of embarrassing for you?
It is a little embarrassing. Like,
say Logan's listening to the radio, right?
Right.
Here's what I don't like.
I don't like people that, let's say, would listen to the show and know Logan Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then go up to him and say, hey, they're making fun of you being friends with Valdez on the junks.
Yeah. Or what happens if they go, hey, did you hear what Valdez did on the show? And like somebody says that to Logan.
Yeah.
He doesn't care.
You know what your friend said about big naturals today?
Yeah.
I don't like that idea.
It's
very interesting, isn't it?
Why are they
fixated on that?
It's mostly JP.
Well, we know that JP's stubbornness is off the charts. So do you think maybe he has that? He has that idea in his head, and he can't get over it.
Also, I think that is true, but you don't want Logan to be thinking that Valdez is going around telling everyone that
exactly.
You're friends.
Yeah, that's the impression that it gives. That's the vibe that it gives
because
off.
You guys do like each other. You guys do, and I would say you guys probably are friends, but you don't want to put that out there for him. That's the DTR, determine the relationship.
I'll let Logan categorize us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's the big silly.
I'll let him label us.
Right. Because now he could say Valdez is best friend Logan Thomas.
Exactly.
So that's what's next. And Logan's gonna be like, best friends.
Hey,
I'm acquaintances at golf park.
Will you text Logan right now and see what he thinks about that? You know how embarrassing that was? They made me do that one time.
I remember that.
They made me text.
You don't want to do that.
I don't want to do that. I'm not infringing on Logan.
You should stand up. You stand up. Protect your friendship.
All right. So what do I say?
Say, me and Logan, we don't talk about football.
We don't.
I don't think you do. Yeah,
I think that's why he likes me, because everyone in the world goes up to him and asks him about Virginia Tech football or the Commanders or how his knee is doing. You know what we talk about? We talk about golf.
Golf. You know, you need to tell the Junkcast on the air.
We talk about his property down in Lynchburg that he's trying to turn into a wedding venue. Some of his investments.
Right.
That's what we talk about.
Next time this comes up on the air, I want you to stand up for your relationship.
Okay.
All right, and say, guys, I'm not going to text Logan about football stuff. That's not what we talk about.
It's like a 1% of things. I ask him like how his knee's doing and stuff like that. But I don't.
Sure,
you know what I don't do?
Say who do you want them to draft?
I am the anti Jason Bishop.
No sports.
This is what I do. I think about if Jason Bishop was playing golf with Logan Thomas at RTJ, what are the things that he would bring up and talk about and ask him? Yes. All right, think of something that Jason would say to
Center
him.
Street.
You talk about Blacksburg
and all the people and places that Jason knows in Blacksburg.
Wouldn't bring that up one bit.
Right.
All right. He doesn't want to talk about the Hokies.
All right. Okay.
All right. Jason would say, how's Carson looking? What's Carson up to? Carson.
Oh, yeah. You would do that.
Avoid that like the plague.
Yeah. Right. 100%.
You're playing
this perfectly. You know why? And I'll give you credit. Logan Thomas probably meets
a billion people.
And you're one of the people that you're in his phone. He'll text you you text him and you guys have a relationship. And so you're doing something right. So don't screw it up by start texting him about Garrett Wilson.
Okay? Chris Olave. Yeah. How's the offense?
Let the Junks do that stuff on the air once you get him on, you know. And then you could text him after and be like, hey, sorry, that was all sports. I thought we'd talk more fun stuff or something.
Does it make you a little jealous that on Thursday morning, I was texting with him during the show, ignoring you? Does that make you jealous?
What was I trying to get your attention?
You're just trying to.
That does happen.
You're probably saying bobblehead, and I was leaving you out to dry.
You know, Valdez and I, we are constantly having conversations behind the glass, and a lot of times Valdez says stuff to me, and I go, huh? Like, and he's been talking for like 2 minutes, and I'm watching a YouTube video.
Yeah, I know. You're watching TikToks on how to make carne asada.
But I try to be honest with you and let you know when I'm not listening.
I know, but I'm glad you brought that up because he's being branded as Valdez's friend.
Right. And that's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing if he hears that.
Yes. Yes.
Right. You don't care about the rest of the listeners. You care that he thinks that you're telling everyone you guys are best friends.
I don't want him thinking that I'm telling every person I know his personal business.
Right. Of course.
Yeah.
All right. I stand by. Great guest booking. Appreciate you doing that. You spiced up the show. One of the things, though, that we don't talk a lot of sports on the show that I like today was talking about the big naturals.
The busties.
The bussies. Or as JP says 100 times, tiggles. Why is it always awkward when he says that?
Because 50-year-old men talking about big jugs.
52-year-old guys talking about some young blonde's big breast and calling tiggle. Also, that was what you said 20 years ago.
Hey, will you explain how, after we did the story, how you thought that this whole thing was a plant or was a scam by this big-breasted female?
Yeah, we didn't really get into it. I felt kind of stupid, though, because when I Instagrammed her as the guys were talking about her, and she didn't look like a normal Instagram thought who's just posting bikini photos and butt pics. She posted mostly normal photos, and they just weren't all of herself. They weren't all selfies or anything like that. So I was like, oh, she just seems like a normal girl here who got caught up in a story.
Uh-huh.
But then EB comes and goes, no. Brad, this chick's got an OnlyFans. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then I scrolled through her Instagram some more, and she's got definitely showing off her big naturals with little pasties over them or sticker emojis and stuff like that. She definitely wants people
She's promoting her
big naturals, and she likes the attention that they are garnering. And I think she knew exactly what would happen when she Post, she tweeted about this. I actually think she contacted the New York Post because people
planted
that
the story.
Planted the story.
Do you think that the story, planted or not, has any kind of validity?
I don't think the story even happened. Do you really think a woman would move tables because a chick next to her had big breasts? That doesn't even make sense.
Well, no. Because if her boyfriend
also
was staring at her.
I don't believe the boyfriend was on a date and it struck up a conversation. That seems so fake to me.
It does seem very fake. That my d's are so spectacular that it made you move.
This is brilliant by her. What was her name? Adrian Aircraft or something like that. Earhart. Brilliant by her. She became a victim and a sexy victim. And then garnered all this attention for her profile, her Twitter, her Instagram, and then can start pimping her OnlyFans.
Did you check out her OnlyFans?
No, not yet. Did you?
I did not.
EB did, because he came in and said,
"Hey, what's with EB being super horny lately?"
He's so horny, and as you've been saying, he's projecting on everybody else and trying to bring everyone else down with
all
him.
And then he goes, "I saw her OnlyFans," and then we go, "Oh, you have OnlyFans?" No. I don't have OnlyFans.
You guys probably do.
Yeah, you guys probably do. But I'm just telling you that it has one. And I'm going to tell you how horny EB is lately.
All right.
This week alone. He's talking about male porn stars twice. All right. And I've picked up on this. What guy out there, whenever Hub or Bang that you're on, is typing in a male porn star's name?
I refuse to believe, and I'm going to stand up for EB here, that he's searching for male porn stars.
Because do you remember the names? All right. So Eric goes, "I like my guy Jack."
Yeah.
Okay. Wacky Jackie. All right. Okay. So for some reason, Eric is noticing the guy Jack. And I guarantee you that he's searching in that bar, Jack. He also was looking up, what's his name? Jonah Falcon. Okay.
See, I have no idea who those guys are.
Well, Jonah Falcon's a radio slut.
Oh, that's the guy with the big dong. Yeah, that's right.
But Jack, I don't know who Jack is.
Who is Jack? And are you intrigued to find out?
I'm intrigued by Jack because I'm interested in what Eric's interested in. All right? So I want to know this mysterious Jack that he's watching.
You know what's creepy about EB? And I love him. You know, he is pulling me aside during commercial breaks and telling me about the pornos that he's watching. And he's intrigued by this.
Why is he not telling me? I like porno.
Because I guess I showed interest. he's into some porno, some like fit chick who's married, but she's like, and she owns a gym, and she is like banging the video guy.
That's how
the intern or the video editor. Okay.
Why are you not sharing that?
So her husband's like 30 or 40, but she's banging the 18-year-old video intern.
That guy named Jack.
And I said, "This sounds all fake, but it's amateur porn. EB only watches amateur porn. That's what you got to remember. He's not into brassers."
That's his claim, yeah.
Well, no, he showed me. It was amateur porn. I was like, this is terrible lighting. This looks terrible. And he goes, "No, you got to watch it." He goes, "Watch it today." And I'm like, I'm probably not going to watch this today. But how many – let's do a quick game here. I don't know many. How many male porn stars current can you name?
Okay, they got to be current?
Yeah, like no Peter North or anything.
All right. What about, J-Mac. That's a bang bro.
J-Mac?
Yeah, it's a bang bro guy.
Well, I'm going to go with the most famous male porn star right now, Johnny Sins.
Oh, yeah. That's another one. Isn't he bald?
He's bald. So bald. That's probably why I like him.
What's the... John Stagliano.
That's all. No, who's the curly-haired guy? Dean something.
Oh, James Dean.
James Dean, yeah.
Yeah,
James
Dean. He got accused of being too rough.
Right. I'm going to
remember, that's in the most epic porno ever.
Yeah.
Right? Where he bangs a fan.
He banged a fan. Brilliant.
Hey, there's...
I'm going to say one guy's name to you, and I know who you know who I'm talking about. Okay? Okay. I'm going to say one name to you, okay?
All right.
Ramon. Oh,
I don't know if he's still in the biz or not.
Ramon from Bang Bros?
Bang Bros. Yeah, he was always on the bus.
The Cuban. He was Ramon the Cuban, I believe. Someone out there is laughing at that. That we know that.
You want to know why I thought of Ramon this week?
Why is that?
Because when JP said Ecuadorian, and large hogs, and then I started thinking, is Ramon Ecuadorian?
Hey, I didn't like that JP accused me of infiltrating just smut into the rundown when you are hyping me up on the big natural story, the largest dong story.
I didn't hype you up.
Oh, you know what? JP sent the largest dong story, didn't he?
Yeah, JP sent
America is 59th. Yeah. You know, I should have attacked him on the show. JP sent that story over about how Americans have the 59th biggest dong.
Hold on. I still need to talk to you about, I don't know this guy's name, but I can describe him to you.
Okay.
And I guarantee you know who I'm talking about.
Is it the MILF Hunter?
Well, that's one guy.
That's our Peter North.
Yeah.
Right?
That goatee is, you can recognize that goatee a mile away.
I love the MILF Hunter. Yeah, doesn't he? I think he owns a bar in Florida somewhere.
Probably like Key West.
Yeah.
Do you remember his move that he used to do?
What was that?
All right. Remember? He used to wind his hand up and do a windmill smack on their ass.
Yeah. Great recall.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. But let me tell you about this guy. He is, he's in all of these produced movies, whether it might be a Brazzers, it might be a Bang Bros.
Mm-hmm.
It's the highly edited ones.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But this guy, okay, he looks like a kid. All right, stay with me. Okay, stay with me.
You're losing me.
Okay, stay with me. But he has like this boyish body. He has like this Benjamin Button body.
Okay.
All right, where like everything just stopped aging on this kid. All right, but he's got the biggest hog in the world, and so he always plays the young step boy. Okay, and it's the most perfect.
I think I know who you're talking about.
It's the most perfect casting in the world, mm-hmm, because this man boy mm-hmm has stopped growing at the age of 20.
But he's like
40.
Yeah, okay.
And he's got the tiniest toothpick legs and arms and everything.
But he has a big dong.
He's got a foot long. He's got an elephant trunk in his pants.
I think I know exactly. I'm picturing who you're talking
about.
He's
like, he looks like he might be Hispanic, but he always plays like the young boy or the pool boy.
Yeah.
Or just... And he's always in the MILF ones, where the MILF is seducing that young boy. Yeah, that's it. It's the most perfect casting in the world. If you think Joe Pesci and Al Pacino play great mobsters, this pool boy, young boy plays the best young boy in the world.
All right. Well,
if you know his name, send it to Drab, along with a picture.
Yeah. Guess the porn star.
Yeah, guess the porn star.
That's funny, man.
he should win an Academy Award.
There was also male porn star. He's a blonde-haired guy. He had kind of spiky hair. He was in all these Brazzer ones where he found out that if he, like, he went to a doctor and they told him he had to stop having sex. BSL one more time or something like that.
BSL.
Like he was risking his life.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'll find out who it was and get back. He had to retire from the game, but he was like a top male porn star.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like current, like within the last 5 years.
So he can't BSL no matter what? Or was it only in porn?
I think it like he had to like way dial back his having sex or something. Like it wasn't, his quality of life was suffering.
Hey, can you imagine if you had like only six bullets left in the chamber?
You'd have to use them very wisely.
Very wisely.
My wife asked me the other day who I think has had sex with the most women in history.
Oh.
I didn't know who to say. I told her about Wilt Chamberlain. She had no idea who Wilt Chamberlain was.
Yeah.
And she goes, 20,000 women. She was like, no chance. And I'm like, it doesn't seem believable because someone did the math on it one time, and I think he had to have sex with like six women a day
for X amount of years, yeah,
for like 30 years or something. Uh-huh. I don't know. I mean, who's like the famous people?
Ron Jeremy.
No, porn stars.
Oh.
Just a total ladies' man.
Just like a regular old coxman.
Yeah. I couldn't think of anybody off the top of my head.
I don't know. What about like...
Who's a Hollywood...
I was going to say Burt Reynolds.
Well, rest in peace, Burt Reynolds.
Yeah, I know.
No longer with us. I'm sure Burt Reynolds had sex with a lot of women. Let us know. Tweet us at BitSeason who you think, non-porn star, who's had sex with the most women.
What about like Frank Sinatra?
Also dead.
I know. I'm trying to think of like old school when was
Frank Sinatra married?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
He had a family.
Yeah, he was.
I mean, I'm sure he had plenty of coitus.
I don't know.
Who's a legendary bachelor?
Yeah, bachelor.
DiCaprio, but he's a relationship guy.
That's true too.
So I don't know.
You would know everything about him.
I do know a lot about Leo. I'm losing track of his girlfriends though. They're getting away. Bar Raffelli, that was one of them. Swimsuit model. All right, I'm breaking down Leo's girlfriends. That's the end of the show.
And I'm describing young boy porno.
If you're still listening, we appreciate it. But we're up on an hour anyway, so great show. Fun time with Valdez here. Be back next week. We'll have more information about how to subscribe to our new feed, all that coming up here. But anyways, thanks for listening, and have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll talk to you soon.
See you next week.
Later.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.